This is Stateside. I'm Zoe Clark in for Lester Graham. The Lansing State Journal has a new report out this week. It found that more Michigan kids are dying from abuse or neglect a decade after a federal lawsuit first forced the state to spend millions of dollars more on improvements. Joining us now is LSJ's government reporter, Justin Hinckley. He joins us from the LSJ newsroom. Hey there, Justin.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. So take us back to 2008. What was going on with protective services in Michigan that prompted all of this oversight in the beginning?
Sure. So it actually predates that. Going all the way back to 2000, there were a number of stories, reports by newspapers about government failures in several child deaths. In 2005, here in the Lansing region, we had Ricky Holland, who was killed by his adoptive parents. And when reporters and oversight agencies looked into it, they just found all of these mistakes that were being made by the state's child welfare employees. And so in 2006, Children's Rights, which is this this group out of New York, filed a lawsuit in federal court, and that was settled in 2008. And as part of that settlement, the state agreed to make a number of reforms and hold itself accountable to a number of metrics regarding caseloads for employees, timeliness of getting kids into safe permanent homes, and a lot of other things within that. And so for the past 10 years, the federal court, Children's Rights, have been monitoring the state's progress as they go through these reforms.
Okay, so increased child welfare budget, increasing the child welfare staff, but here we are 10 years later, and you found some startling numbers.
Yeah, essentially, if you dig into, there's a lot of oversight agencies on the state's child welfare agency. The Children's Ombudsman, for example, looks into complaints about CPS, foster care, adoption, and they investigate all child deaths if they happen in foster care or shortly after some other sort of intervention by child welfare. And they are finding a lot of the very same mistakes that reporters were talking about before the lawsuit was even filed. Laws and policies that are meant to protect kids just aren't being followed. They're not doing the right kinds of interviews in these CPS investigations and end up making the wrong decisions, and that's leaving kids at risk.
So in 2008, the year Michigan settled the lawsuit, the state reported 59 deaths from abuse or neglect. In 2016, that's the most recent year data was available that you found, Michigan reported 85 such deaths and became one of the five worst states in the nation.
Yeah. In 2016, the most recent data we have available, that's 85 deaths from abuse and neglect. That same year, the ombudsman opened a record number of investigations into deaths that happened, as I mentioned, either in foster care or after recent state intervention.
And part of your piece, I mean, you actually talk on record with folks who used to work or working with the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. What did they tell you? What are some of the stories that you heard?
I think there's a lot of frustration in the workforce. A lot more people have told me things than were quoted in this and other stories I've worked on, but essentially that they get the feeling that their bosses' bosses, are more focused on escaping the court oversight, which is costing the state a lot of money. They've spent $25 million in the last 10 years just on legal fees and court monitoring costs. So there's this feeling among the workers that they are their bosses are more interested in these metrics that are part of this lawsuit than on doing the things that kids and families really need, and that workers who feel like they're putting in the time trying to do what's best for kids are not given the flexibility to do that. And if they end up missing any of these deadlines or things that are spelled out in the lawsuit, that they get harassed and bullied, and it's just a bad work environment. So a lot of people quit, move on to escape that environment, and so that means that the department just has a real issue with turnover and a lot of young, relatively inexperienced workers. And, you know, the policy book in DHHS is inches thick, and so when you've got someone without a lot of time on the job, trying to work through that, that's where you're going to end up with a lot of mistakes, according to a lot of the workers that I talk to.
And then it's these foster kids who are, you know, living the consequences of all of
yeah.
that. What did the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services tell you about you know, sort of their view, their side of things?
Sure. So citing the ongoing lawsuit, there's a status hearing in Detroit next week. They wouldn't sit down for an interview with me. I sent them dozens of written questions, telling them what I found, asking them to, you know, tell me what was going on. And they didn't answer any of those written questions specifically. Instead, they offered a long sort of written statement. And they pointed to, you know, they have put in a lot of new programs over the last 10 years. They've changed the way that they do business. You know, Michigan before didn't even have a centralized hotline where abuse and neglect was reported. And so now they've got that sort of like a statewide dispatch center that screens these calls and sends them out for investigation. You know, they've created a special team that investigates allegations of abuse or neglect within the foster care system. So they pointed to a lot of these programs that they've put in place, and there are a number of statistics that have moved in the right direction. They are, you know, the number of kids in foster care is going down. They have accomplished some goals in terms of the timeliness of finding safe permanent homes. So, you know, they really pointed on that, but they didn't address some of the bigger issues about why these deaths are going up. Why the mistakes are still happening like they are.
So have you talked to lawmakers? Have you talked to anyone in any kind of position to look further into this, to try to sort things out, to try to fix whatever, you know, these mistakes that keep happening are going on? You know, someone outside of DHHS?
Well, certainly Judge Nancy Edmonds in the federal court has seen my stories. And there are, you know, as part of this, one of the things, and the workers talk about being more focused on sort of metrics over mission. I did a series of stories last year where there were allegations in seven counties that supervisors were essentially assigning cases to employees who were on medical leave or out of the office for other reasons. And that sort of makes the caseloads appear more evenly distributed than they really are. And that's being investigated right now in the legislature by the Michigan Auditor General. The federal court has asked that the court-appointed monitors look into that. So all of those things are happening. You know, and certainly children's rights is seeing a lot of the same statistics that I'm seeing and are, you know, arguing that as the federal lawsuit goes on.
Justin Hinckley is the Lansing State Journal's government reporter, taking a look at the number of Michigan kids in foster care who are dying from abuse or neglect. He joined us from LSJ's newsroom. Justin, thank you so much.
Thank you for your time.